asked, what about Ur Isim Oso? So wouldn't you have to wear your talis, your tzitzis outside your pants? So I just want to quote from the Or Yitzchak, Rabbi Sefer. I'm just going to read a few lines and we'll go back into Mishnah Berurah. He has here in Sim Yud Gimel, the end, a little sequin. When Torah says you have to see it, Hakavon Loivesh Hatalis Ba'atzmo, the one who's wearing it himself, not others, Shiira Hatzitzis V'Riya V'Yadiya Sichlis, he should see it and think about what the tzitzis are, V'Yizkores HaMitzvos, and then he'll remember them. And Beis L'kach, Ein Chilubo Shatalis Kota Me'al Lovsho, he doesn't have to worry above, Ela Mitach Tehem, Kibosh Kosov HaArizal, V'Gam Hatzitzios, Ein sarech shiru. So he writes that the one is not required to wear the tzitzis out. He was asking me yesterday about, you know, what's the source for those who do not. Okay, so let's continue now back in Simon Ches Yud Beis. Im yesh kama begodim shel arbet kanaf. He has many talesim. Kulam chayim betzitzis, and all of them are obligated to be put on tzitzis. Im lav sham kulam below hefseg v'haydaita mitzchila ad kulam. If he puts them all one after the other, and he has in mind, he makes the bracha, he's going to put them all on. He makes only one bracha. The im mafsig b'nehem, but if there's a hefsig, an interruption, sarach levorach al kol achas ve'echas. Morning. V'hu hadin im lo haye b'dayto mitzchila al kulam. And similarly, if when he had in mind, again, all these different talasim, and he only had in mind for some, not all, hevikim mafsig, that's an interruption b'nehem. If he takes the first one off before he puts on the second, then he has to go back and do a brach on this one. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah now in Sifkatin Chav Zayin says Kulam Chayavim. All these tzitzios were obligated in tzitzis. Right to Lomer Im Lov Shom Kulam. If you put them all, Aval Im Munachim Betevaso Paturim. If he kept them in his drawer, then they're potter from wearing them. Dekai Melon. It's a machloikis. The Gemara in Menachos Tzitzis Chovas Gavra Velo Chovas Mona. So that's a sugya. That's a big famous sugya in learning Hilchos Tzitzis. What's my obligation? Is it that the beged itself has to have it? So therefore, if I would have it hanging on the wall, I have it laying in my drawer, I'd have to go put tzitzis on that? No. If I'm going to wear it, that's when the chiv, that's why paskin, chovas gavra, on me, the gavra. So therefore, if he's just sitting around, he's not planning on putting them on, then not, he doesn't have to put tzitzis on.
Otherwise, if your tzitzis got puzzled, you have to immediately go and repair them. Let's say.
That you weren't wearing, you mean?
You weren't wearing it, right.
Yeah, right. If it was chovas mana, correct. You'd have to, you could not have a beged with the puzzled tzitzis on it, correct? Mm. Yeah. Good. Chav ches. Mafsik bin ehem. Hain behefsek godel. It has to be a big hefsek. Shehu bichlal hesek hadas. You got distracted. Aval b'shehi zman ma. Pasuk amogin avram. Shari achron and lakam v'simen reish vav. Deshtika lo chashiva hafsaka b'dievid. So if you just didn't say anything, you're just waiting there for a little bit, that's not really, again, b'dievid, after the fact, it's not really considered to be an interruption. Dafilu im shahar b'yoysem ichnei dibur. Even if you waited a much longer time, right? And the Dirshu 37, the in hefsek bein brach lekima mitzvah kosel lekaman sheshtika eina chashuva hefsek kol odo hesek daito v'nehen. It's been assigned. If you didn't have your mind didn't wander. Ve'im sach v'nehen. Now, let's say you actually spoke. See, im haya hadib l'tzarech levisha, if you were speaking because you needed something to be putting on. Could go, for example, Shomer, truly beg a lilvash, go bring me my shirt. Okay, kahai gavda, that's not. Pshita de ain't tzarech lachs levarach. You certainly do not have to make a new bracha. Aval im lo hay letzarech levisha, but you spoke not for the sake of wearing your tzitzis. You started talking about, I don't know, something totally unrelated. Yesh deos bein apoiskim. Now that's a machlokis. Vidasim, machabi lakamasim, besif yud gimel, mogin avram, harbi min achroinim. So even speaking in general, that would be considered a hefsek. Others argue, since some say in general you don't have to go back and make a new bracha, it's like talking then. So mutav shtolahachnis b'safek bracha, v'chein hiskim ha'prima gadim. Right? So then we would not make a bracha. Lachain Yizahir kol Adam Shlo Asuch. A person be very careful not to speak. Im Diber Ein Choizer Mavarech. But if you did speak, then you do not go back. The Kolshkin Shizar Shlo Lahafsik Hafsik Godol. You don't want to make a big a large break to osli grom brocha she'ein etzricha. Right, you're not allowed to cause a bracha that's not required. So if you look in the 42, the Dishah has an interesting note. He says it's mashma milashon. This would imply she'isur bracha she'ein etzricha. The prohibition of making an unnecessary bracha, chomer yoser misafek isur kiyam mitzvah below bracha. That's worse than doing the mitzvah without making a bracha on it. Right? You hear that? So then we have a what's the word I'm looking for? Cost risk?
Risk analysis.
Okay, risk benefit. Right. What's my risk? What's my benefit? That's what I meant to say. Correct. So which is better? It's better to not make a bracha she'en tzricha than to do the mitzvah without getting the bracha on as well. The bracha is not ma'akev. Okay, now in Chaf Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says, lo hai b'daita, he did not have in mind, rotzaloma shelo hai b'daita l'beferish, rak shibirich stam. He just had in general mind, but he didn't have in mind he's going to cover all them. So, lam et havim kemafsik, mistam mashma demairi afilu havim munochim lefono kol begodim shel arba knofos b'shas ha-bracha. Sounds like they're all out in front of him at the time of the bracha. And nevertheless, it's a chiddush. Even if they're all there, he still has to go make a bracha on each of them. Because he only puts one on every day, right? It's like he changed his mind. You know, if your normal pattern of getting dressed is putting one of these pairs, and now all of a sudden, I think I'll put two on today. I think I'll put three on today.
Rav Scheinberg's
a parsha b'fnei atzmo. That's a parsha b'fnei atzmo. We have no hasaga of what Rav Scheinberg was doing. Elaim kein hayadaita aleihem beferish, right? Hu hadin im berach al talis katan al mitzvas kimin hagenu. So now again, on your talis katan, you made the bracha al mitzvas. Vilakach miyad talis gadol. Then you took your big talis. So im hayadaita beferish liftor baal mitzvas ein tzorach lachs levorich. So if he had in mind that was going to putter his big talis, then he doesn't have to make one. But however, most people don't have in mind making a bracha on a talis katan al mitzvah tzitzis that's going to put to the talis gadol. So you should make a new bracha. Mistama ein daitu ba al mitzvahs ki im al talis katan. Ach mikol makom lechatchila. The best thing to do is bevade yesh li zar shlo levorich al talis katan im daitu levosh tekef al talis gadol. Should not make a bracha on your talis katan if soon after you're going to be making a bracha on your talis gadol. We'll get to in a few minutes as to how soon after. Mishum gram bracha she'ena tzricha. I didn't need to. That's a bracha that I didn't need to make. V'im lavash talis below bedika. Let's say you put it on without looking. You just put it on. Okay. Umata also pasul. Now, whoops, it's no good. Oh, shenifsalu b'tzitziosav achakach v'lovish talis acher. And then came pasul while I was wearing. I put some on. In that case, tzorach levorich pam acheris. You would have to make another bracha. Unless you had befeirish, I'm putting on this talis cut, right? All mitzvah tzitzis. And any other tzitzis I happen to put on should also be covered by this, right? So you could do that. L'masha, you make by birchos hanen, you make a shahakol. I have a cup of coffee now. So a person could have in mind, in any other shahakol beverage that's brought to me right now, that'll be covered by it as well. So that would count. Yeah? Lamed aleph, lo pasha. Hachronim cholkim alzeh, they argue on this din. V'svir lehu, they say, d'apshita lo havi hefsik l'kuli alma. Taking off it does not make it into a hefsik. V'ein adoma l'mashakos of a mechaber coming up, simen yudalid, d'apshita havi hefsik. When you take off your talis, so we'll talk there when it falls down, with stuff to do. D'hosam over there, lo hayadaita b'shas bracha, shi'afshitenu v'yachsu v'yilbosh. Over there, coming up, he didn't have any mind. At the time he made the bracha, he didn't have in mind that he's going to be taking it off and put it back on. He had in mind that second one, so therefore it's covered. It's covered. They argue on this, he would have to make a bracha on the second talis. Okay, good. Yud Gimel, halovish talis katan, amvarech alav. Okay, so you had your talis cut and you made the bracha on it. And now you've come to shul and you're going to make your bracha on your talis gadol. You have to make a bracha on your talis gadol. Because by walking and traveling from your house to the shul is a interruption. Let's say you daven in your house. V'lo hifzig bein asayim besicha o bedvarim acherim. So you had in mind, there was no interruption. Ein tzarech lachzor ulevarich. You do not have to make a new bracha now on your talis gadol. So let's try to work this out exactly. Traveling, a hefzig.
So really, you can make either bracha on either.
Bidiyevin, you could. Lichatchilah, you should make all mitzvahs on your talis katan and his
tzitzis. Because here that you can put on the talis katan and make the all mitzvahs tzitzis, and then it's part of the talis gadol. So
yeah, but that's going to be a bidiyevin. It doesn't.
Circumstances, not all the time.
Correct. Right. There is a discussion in the Achronim. We'll get to the Mishnah in a second, but they do discuss, sounds like from this, that there's a chiv of wearing a talis gadol for tefillah, right? That's what comes out from here. So is that necessarily accurate or not? So a lot of discussion, but let's stay focused on Mishnah Berurah. Lamed Beis. Yeah? Levarich alav, afili im tekev halach lebeis kinesis, v'lo hisiach daite v'nesayim klal. He still has to make a bracha on it, even if he goes right away, and even if he have a hesach hadas. Why? Dechalicha, lamed gimel. Really, no. The act of walking is not a hefsek. New concept now, right? No, you change locations. Not that you... Hefsek means there was an interruption. You did a shini makom. If he's zeh, according to this now, who I didn't eat because she yotz mebeso, chozer miyad lebeso, v'lova sham hatalas gadol, gamkin tzorek levorech alav. Wow. So according to this, once you stepped out your doors, that's a shini makom, not a hefsek. I stepped outside, and now I came back indoors, that's a shini makom, that's going to be causing me to make a new bracha. Ah, however, the have daito gam al hatalas gadol b'shas bracha, even though I had it in mind, the have get devarim she'ein to'unim bracha v'achreihem de shini makom have a hefsek. Right, okay, he's pulling from Hilchos brachos, simen kofayin ches, ayim sif katen she'achreze. Okay, lamid dalad. Chashive hefsek, by leaving your house is a hefsek. Chai adam chashash ladasa soivim shini makam lo have hefsek bazeh. So the chai adam says, 1 second, maybe that's not. So what? If it's not, then you do the math, you put it all together, you shouldn't be making an extra bracha. Al kein hechmir shalo levarich. He says, no, don't, you know, sometimes a chomer leads to a kul on something else. So here, the chomer is not to make the bracha. Imlo shahaya habez kinesis rochuk mi beso. Unless it's really far from your house, oh shlohaya daito b'shas bracha gam alav. Unless you didn't have in mind, oh shehisiach daito mi benehem. So he's saying it's a question. It's not that shini makom itself. It's that the distance it takes to travel.
You're going to Brooklyn. You're going to have in the shul over there.
Yes, the mustam is a hesech hadas somewhere on the Verrazano. You know what I mean? Like that's what it comes out. Lamed hey besoch beso. Afilu im hatalis katan lovush becheder ze hatalis god of becheder acher. Even if it's in another room, shini makom lo have mecheder shimul. I'm sorry. Does shini makom lo have mecheder lecheder? Came into hayadaito lezeh. Since it's not considered to be a shini makom because you had in mind. Okay, lekamasim reishayin gimel sof sif aleph. K'moshu kosev besicha hu afilu teve echas. Speaking is even on one word. Ein el besif katan. Chavches b'mashik zavni b'shem ha'achronim ledina. Okay.
Comparable to the sukkah, you know, when you start your meal in the sukkah,
good.
In case it rains.
So let's show you the sukkah comparison. Let's show you the sukkah comparison. You brought it up, very good. Where did I see the sukkah comparison? Right? You were mechavin to Dirshu 46. Walking from one sukkah to another. Im nechshav hefsek. So that's going to be totally on this machlokis. But he says maybe it's not. I'll read it in. Kos of the common, right? Simin tof reish lame tes. Sifkot memches. Shetoli bin machlokis achlonim kan gabi tzitzis. Right? Going from one sukkah to another is totally in the machlokis over here. Omnon hashari tzion sham kosa b'shem habeis meir. Shishonim mitzvah tzitzis mi mitzvah sukkah. No. The Beis Meir says that there is a difference between sukkah and tzitzis. They're not the same. They can't be compared. Mishum why? Shemitzvah tzitzis kol talis v'talis mitzvah f'nei atzmahi. Each and every talis is a separate one. Ma'ase enkin l'inyan sukkah sheshtei mitzvah achas. It's the same mitzvah. V'lo shana sukkah zu misukkah acheres. And there's no chilik between this sukkah. No, it's still the same mitzvah of achilas Sukkah.
You just said that the mitzvah this is on Gavra, and just in person.
Yeah, therefore.
So why is it?